It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Yosemite National Park is going to be our focus this weekend. While the snow and rain is great in many ways, the weather has also created some challenges for Yosemite this season, including some storm damage recently. We're going to hear about that and get an update on other things happening in the park from Jamie Richards, a park ranger with Yosemite National Park. Jamie, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, BJ. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what have you noticed so far this winter when it comes to the weather and its impacts on Yosemite?
It has been a challenging year here in Yosemite National Park as we kick off 2021. At the end of January, many in the region experienced impacts from the Mono wind event on January 18, 19, and Yosemite National Park certainly experienced its share of impacts. During the evening that, you know, some of the worst winds were happening in the area, we had several, you know, significant tree failures throughout the park that had impacts on park infrastructure. As we were going around the park starting to do our assessments of damage from falling trees, when we got into the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias, we realized that the windstorm was strong enough that it caused 15 giant sequoias to fall over. So not only did we have infrastructure impacts to park buildings, park houses, park roadways, impacted a lot of, you know, trails. We had Yosemite National Park closed for a few days to clean things up. And then the Mariposa Grove remains closed as we work to mitigate a lot of the impacts and safety hazards that are in the grove.
How do you mitigate hazards when those giant sequoias fall?
Well, I mean, thankfully, no one was in the grove at that time. It happened overnight, in the middle of the night. So thankfully, there were no injuries anywhere in the park. And as we go in there, it's going to take us some time to clean away the damaged brush. So we have not only the sequoias that have fallen over, but a lot of downed trees and tree branches from pine trees and other vegetation that was impacted by the strength of those winds. I don't know what the exact wind speed was in the Mariposa Grove, but I've heard, you know, weather reports of 80 to 100 mile per hour winds in the area. So when you think the force of winds knocked over those standing giants, it's a pretty incredible thing to think about.
Those Mono wind events, are those pretty rare to have in Yosemite National Park?
Certain how rare they are. This is certainly the first time in my experience that we've ever had any significant impacts that led to a closure or significant resource damage. We do have winds that happen in the park. We do have storms that happen in the park. And tree failures are not uncommon, but the strength of this particular storm was pretty remarkable.
I remember early on there was some questions about the named sequoias in Yosemite, if they were impacted at all. Have you heard if any of the named trees were impacted with the storm event?
So we're still going through and doing assessments. I do not believe any of the 15 trees that fell over were any of our named trees, but I cannot confirm that.
And sequoias, they are generally pretty resilient, aren't they, to storm events?
Yeah, when you think about it, these giants were over 2,000 years old and have certainly stood the test of time through many different storms. So this is a pretty incredible storm.
And then other damage in the park, do you know any specific buildings that were impacted?
So there were buildings throughout the community of Wawona, one of the in-holding communities inside Yosemite National Park, received, you know, experienced a lot of significant impacts. And we had some structure impacts in Yosemite Valley, and there were some also some structure impacts in the Hetch Hetchy area from roofs being impacted, trees falling on buildings, trees falling on cars. We did have a lot of automobile losses throughout the park.
You mentioned the Mariposa Grove is still closed. Are other areas of the park open at this point in time?
So the majority of Yosemite National Park that is normally open this time of year has reopened. The Mariposa Grove remains closed, and we do not have an opening date on that. So we had the Mono wind event And then a couple days following that, we had a series of winter storms that dropped a lot of heavy, dense, wet snow on Yosemite National Park. So for visitors wanting to come up to Yosemite right now, you're going to experience a winter wonderland. There's some great opportunities really throughout the park to experience winter. The Badger Pass corridor has reopened. That had been closed, so we finally got all the trees removed and hazards mitigated that were on the Badger Pass Road from the Chinkapin turnoff off of Highway 4, off of the Wawona Road. So you can drive really from the south entrance or from Yosemite Valley and get up to the Badger Pass parking lot. The Badger Pass ski area that's run by Yosemite Hospitality, that has remained closed this season, but the wilderness area is open. So the parking lot's open, there are restroom facilities, trash facilities up there, and if you bring your own snowshoes or Nordic skis, it's a great time to get out and enjoy the trail.
A lot of people obviously go to Yosemite during the summer months. I have to imagine it's kind of a unique experience to come this time of year during the winter.
Winter is a spectacular and I think a magical time to be in Yosemite. It's a very different experience from a fall or summer visit. It's a lot quieter for one. There's a peace that sits over the valley, and just a different feel when you're out in the snow. There's far fewer people that are coming too, so it's a great time to come out, bring your own snowshoes, bring your camera, and have a great time playing in the park.
Are there things you need to know regards to four-wheel drive or chains before heading to Yosemite this time of year?
All visitors planning trips to Yosemite National Park, especially in the wintertime, but year-round, before you leave, the best thing to do is to get on the Yosemite National Park website or call our road conditions page. We update that phone line daily, and as there are changes throughout the day, we do keep that phone line up to date so you know the best and current conditions of the roads. In the wintertime, motorists need to be prepared for winter driving conditions at any time. When you leave a more urban area and drive up to the mountains in the Sierra Nevada, conditions change quickly. And what might start as a nice sunny day as you leave either the Central Valley or the Bay Area, as you're driving up towards Yosemite National Park, you're climbing in the mountains, you're getting into higher elevation, and winter sets in. So chain conditions and chain control can go into effect at any time. And everyone should always just be prepared for winter driving conditions. That means pack provisions in your car in case you need something and you get stuck somewhere. Have, food, clothes, water. Make sure you have, those good chains or snow chains or cables in your automobile.
During the winter months, I know in past years covering news, rock slides and mudslides can be issues during big storm events. Have you had much of that so far this winter season?
So inside Yosemite National Park, we have not had a whole lot of that yet, but, natural disasters do happen in and around Yosemite. So as you've mentioned, Yosemite National Park is not a stranger to rock falls, mudslides, flooding, other adverse conditions. Before you leave and come up to the park, it's always a good idea to go onto Yosemite National Park's webpage, go onto our current conditions phone line, call and talk to a ranger and ask us how things are looking in the park to plan your trip and plan it accordingly, and be ready to make alternate plans if needed.
Talking to Jamie Richards, spokesperson and ranger in Yosemite National Park on this weekend's Motherlode Views. During the next segment, we're going to ask a little bit about Firefall, a major attraction this time of year. That's coming up next. We're going to keep our focus on Yosemite National Park on this weekend's show. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.